right, everybody, welcome to a very late edition.
late edition?
I mean, I think it's been a while since the last one we recorded.
We're back from our dinner time hiatus.
Yes.
We haven't eaten dinner in years.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, welcome to the Dinner Time Podcast. I'm here. I'm Nick. I'm here with Nolan.
What's up?
And Chris Davis.
Hello.
And someone who shall remain nameless who is not here yet.
We promised that he'd be here.
I'm sure he will be. Crispy will be here in a moment. We're at Raising Cane's. Is this only in Texas or is this?
I have no idea. I don't think so.
All over South.
It's a southern restaurant.
It's a chicken place. It's quite good. What did everybody get? Everybody got chicken.
Chicken.
We all got the same thing.
I got chicken on a bun. I got a sandwich. I got a sandwich.
You can get four things here, and they all consist of trigger figures.
You're right. That is only four things,
which is essentially just a combination.
You guys, y'all doing good so far?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Like a combination of like four different things too, like the chicken, fries, bread, and coleslaw.
Oh man, it's very good though. Quite good. So we're actually not recording a regular podcast tonight, even though it is Thursday night. It's, what is it today? 15th? February 15th?
Yep. Yeah. Day after Valentine's
Day. Yeah. There wasn't a whole lot to discuss tonight, so we decided to, in lieu of doing a regular podcast, we would play some multiplayer games or something on the feed. We'll be doing it in a while, but there's still stuff we could talk about.
Yeah.
I know Nolan started some new stuff.
Yep.
Not very far in him though yet. And I've just been playing.
The funny thing is neither of them are new things. Both of them are remakes of games from 2005.
Yeah. Same year?
Yes.
Oh,
the original
shit.
Yakuza came out in 2005, as well as Shadow of the Colossus.
Wow.
So
that's a weird coincidence.
Last night I started two remakes of 13-year-old games.
So it's 2017 or 2018, just 2005.2?
Oh, no. Well, technically, Kiwami came out last year. But yeah. At least what I'm currently playing is. And I will say that Shadow of the Colossus is Shadow of the Colossus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Kiwami is Yakuza. That's kind of one of the reasons I didn't have much to talk about tonight. Was in playing two games that, A, we talked about plenty before, and
yeah.
B, as we, I don't say we've talked about Yakuza to death. We haven't technically talked about
Kiwami We have talked about Yakuza to death, but not
but
this
the
Yakuza.
The problem is, all Yakuza games are the same, so the only thing I can say about this one is more sub-stories that are unique and stuff, and you kind of end up spoiling you know, fun events in the game.
I've just been playing a shit ton of Subnautica.
I know.
Why do you say that, like, so matter-of-factly, Chris Davis?
Like, by the way, night, you were just, you said, I'm going to play Hollow Knight. I'm going to push more of that. I'm going to do that. And then 2 hours later, I can't help it. I got to do some
Well, I decided.
Wait, did you play some Hollow Knight, though?
No. I decided that I'm playing, like, five games simultaneously, and there's no way I'm going to finish any of them if I just jump around over and over again, so I decided to focus on one, which is the one I'm currently playing, the newest game that I'm currently playing that I'm like kind of addicted to, is Subnautica.
You're working on this definition in 30 seconds.
Yeah, maybe you should.
This is a 30-second number, like 12, at least.
We did just see him walking up, right?
No, I saw him driving up.
Oh, okay. It's like
he's parked right next to you.
I was like, how long does it take to get through the door? Anyway,
so yeah, Subnautica.
Pretty damn good.
You finally got the Colossus.
Finally got my
Cyclops. I do that every single time. Before even the remake of Shadow of the Colossus came out, every single time I refer to the Cyclops, I call it the Colossus. Which makes sense, because it is large.
It is rather large. I've had my first two panic moments where I accidentally realized that, oh shit, I fucked up my habitat and now it's flooding and I have to fix everything. And I went on my Cyclops, and I don't remember what exactly happened, but something caught fire, and I had to pull the fire extinguisher off the wall and put the fire out.
Nice.
Cool moments. I'm getting close to that moment of dread, though, for me, which is I'm starting to get to the point where I can go deeper and deeper, and it's starting to get really dark down there.
It gets very dark.
Yeah. And I'm very uncomfortable with deep water.
Well,
we'll see what happens.
I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you don't have to go deep, technically. I mean, you can just stay in the shallows.
Yeah, but
for like
I do.
Hours.
I would like to finish this. Oh,
okay,
game.
Well then, yeah, you got to go deep.
Yeah,
got to go deep. I had my first run-in with a Leviathan.
Nice.
It destroyed my sea moth.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I ran into a Leviathan once with my seal moth, and it got it down to 5% health, and I was able to like fly away and repair my shit before I could do anything.
Nice.
Oh, that was intense though, because it like grabs you and turns you around and like.
Oh man, I had a freak out moment on the stream. Yeah.
I've seen some YouTube videos of the later Leviathans you can encounter.
Oh god, don't spoil that. But I'm assuming.
Holy shit.
I'm assuming. Fuck that.
Probably.
Yeah.
You will not survive.
You think you can play this game in VR?
Yeah, there's a VR mode.
Yeah. I kind of want to try it.
But we don't have an Oculus.
My friend is a Vibe. I might just go over to his house and play that.
What's up, Crispy?
Nice to be in China.
How's it going? Oh god, what?
Fucking two accidents.
Oh wow.
And then
you caused two accidents?
I caused two accidents on the way here. And then when I looked at Discord, because Davison asked me ETA, I was like, oh, 30 seconds, and then I look up and realize I didn't even take the right exit. I was lost for a good minute. So I don't know. Fuck today.
Yeah.
Well, what's up with you guys?
We're about 38 minutes into the recording.
Already talking about Subnautica.
Shut the fuck up. You guys
time.
Have been here for 38 minutes?
No.
We eat that slow.
Yeah.
We've been here for like 20?
Long enough to get your food.
Yeah. Ma'am?
Eating for like 5.
Fuck
it. I've made a terrible mistake.
What's that?
This sandwich is super messy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah?
What have I done? It's dripping with cane sauce.
Yeah. I wish the bread for the sandwich was just
the Texas
French
toast.
Toast.
Yeah,
Texas toast.
You could probably request it. Shit, yeah. Why didn't I think of that?
But like larger pieces.
I guess so. Yeah.
I mean, this.
They've
this
got
is the size
for those so. For those listening yeah. at home who don't know what we're talking about. They just have really good. I call it Texas toast.
Yeah, it's essentially just bread that's
fried toast.
Yeah, fried with butter, not fried, like grilled kind of. Yeah.
That's frying.
If you're using
metal and grease to heat something, that's fried.
I guess when I think fried, for some reason I think deep fried.
Well, it's deep fried.
It's definitely not deep fried.
Yeah.
I like to call it singed.
Singed, yeah.
Sure, why not? Crispy, what you been playing?
Fuck all, actually. Except for Monster Hunter. I've been playing a lot of Monster Hunter.
Of course you have.
Yeah. I was like, are you sure?
I hear Brad has a
I mean,
problem.
I've only... Like, I have, like, 3 days a week where I can actually, like, play something. So those days have been pretty much consumed by Monster Hunter.
Yeah.
I did play a bunch of Shadow of Colossus last Friday, almost a week ago. But that was all on the stream.
I ended up watching your entire stream
while
I was at work.
What is the flying one?
Which flying one?
4.
then I
think
I got through 4.
The one that's flying over water?
Yeah.
Yes.
Then 4, yeah.
That one was cool.
I watched that entire stream at work.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I was in here like,
That was cool. It was cool. I really enjoy it so far. I just haven't had time to play more. Maybe tomorrow. After I get back from Black Panther.
Oh, shit. When are you going?
Like 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So, we got a lot of people asking us if we're going to do a popcorn cast work.
Yeah, I'd be down.
Would anybody be possibly available to do it Saturday afternoon, like mid-afternoon?
I probably can.
Yeah.
I'm good post 1 o'clock.
Cool.
Yeah, I could do.
I'm seeing it Saturday morning at like 10:30, I think.
Oh, wow.
Where?
You going to tell Carlos?
No. Yeah. He'll find out.
Lakeline.
Oh, you're fools. You're fools. Yeah. I don't go to any draft house except for Mueller anymore.
Oh, yeah, Mueller
is so good. Really? That's the only reason why I'm going in the afternoon tomorrow, is because that's when I could find tickets.
Yeah, Mueller is great.
I haven't been to that one yet.
Oh, it's so good. It's so
good. They
got
reclining seats.
Like, I don't even want to go to any other draft house anymore. I just want to go to Mueller. Like, that's the only movie theater in the world I like anymore.
That would have been nice for the Lord of the Rings thing.
Yeah.
That would have been, yeah.
With recliners and shit.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, we had to sit in non-reclining seats like heathens.
Did you have to sit next to people you didn't know?
Yes.
Yeah, fuck that. All day? That is like as awesome as that sounds, that condition right there would make it one of my personal levels of
like
hell.
Torture.
Like, yeah.
The person sitting next to me was a vegan.
What?
Was there a noticeable
odor? Not that there's anything wrong with that. But I was just sitting there enjoying my flaming hot pizza covered in meat.
Wafting it in their direction.
Man, that was a fucking hot pizza. Holy shit.
Hot pot.
Damn.
What?
I should have gotten more Texas toast.
It's pretty delicious.
Why always order a second?
I ordered one because it doesn't. The sandwich doesn't come with one. I've made a terrible mistake.
So what are we doing tonight?
We have no idea.
Cool.
That's false.
Well,
we have some.
We're gonna play some games.
We're also gonna talk about games.
Did you?
Oh, that's right. We're gonna record our. We're gonna record the community top 10 audio.
Nice.
Tonight, I guess we're gonna do that live.
Did you bring Dragon Ball FighterZ?
I did.
I did too.
Well, you both can play it.
I want to play some more. I actually have snuck in a little bit of that here and there.
I'm sure you. Is that what you were talking about with your pocket Android 18?
Yeah.
Fucking dope. I heard interesting things about Ginyu. That when you body swap, not only do you get to use the supers of the character you swapped with, they can't use Ginyu's supers.
That sounds about right. They can't use them?
They cannot.
Yeah. Wait. This is actually one thing I'm kind of fuzzy on in Dragon Ball Z. Uh-huh. What allowed him to switch bodies with him?
There's just an ability Ginyu had.
Power.
Really?
Yeah. That's what made him so powerful.
For a second I was thinking it was something more, you know, like the Dragon Balls or something stupid.
No.
My question was always, was that Ginyu's original form?
Ah, good question.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
I mean, he swapped with Bulma and he swapped with a frog.
Yeah. He looks rather dim-witted to have such a cool power.
I mean...
But he's not...
Have you met the guy?
In person, yes.
Yes,
absolutely.
Person. Yeah, I just started watching Dragon Ball Super, like, properly in earnest from episode 1 on.
Oh, yeah?
Unlike last time where I was just, like, watching whatever was available on YouTube.
Yeah. How are you guys watching this? I mean...
It's available online.
Crunchyroll, right?
Crunchyroll has it, I think.
Oh, really?
I think so. I could be wrong. I don't know.
But I'm up to, like, I don't know, I guess whatever season 2 would be, like episode 28 or something.
Okay.
So just past the Frieza stuff.
Yeah.
Man, I forgot about Ginyu.
Is Dragon Ball Super, like, paced the way that, like, Dragon Ball Kai is, where they cut out all the bullshit?
It's pretty quick paced, yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Thank God.
And it's pretty humorous, too. I feel like it's, like, more jokey.
It's definitely more jokey.
Yeah. I love it, though. It's pretty great. I'm really into it. Dude, Ginyu in Dragon Ball FighterZ is tricky, but he's awesome.
Yeah?
Dude, I completely fucked some guy up one time just because I accidentally did the Ginyu body switch with him. Like, he was playing Trunks, and I was playing Ginyu. And I did his ultimate move, which... literally switches characters. It makes him play as Ginyu and makes you play as that guy's character.
Yeah. And I was telling him how you get to use the character supers, but the other player does not.
Right, right. And so it gave me like Trunks like halfway through the battle, and I just fucking like murdered him with Trunks. It was so good. Oh, that game is kind of
very
special.
Good. Although, did you see the thing about the player base dropping? I mean, which is pretty normal for fighting games, but it dropped by 80%, I think is what it said.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Which is kind of a shocking number.
That's true. I mean, what else has come out since then?
Monster Hunter?
Yeah.
Monster Hunter.
I mean, there's always going to be a bit of a drop. There's always going to be a drop in player base on a fighting game.
Oh, yeah.
But 80% seems steep, even if there are other things coming out. Because people who are really into fighting games are really into fighting games.
Well, it's not as bad as Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite.
How bad was that? Oh, you mean the drop?
Yeah.
No.
Well, that game has kind of been universally, like, not canned, but controversial at least, right? Because of Capcom's weird decisions.
I thought it had some issues, right?
I'm not up to speed on it.
Well, it didn't get into Evo this year.
Oh, wow.
And sources at Capcom are evidently not happy about that.
Hmm.
In the least.
Mm-hmm. No favor. Well, tough. Oh, man, it sucks. Last night after my stream, I got an email from a dev with, like, a code for their, like, dating game. I'm like, damn it, this would have been a perfect Valentine's Day stream.
Yeah.
But
what did you end up playing on Valentine's Day?
Shadow of Colossus and Kiwami. Ah.
There's no greater love story than Shadow of Colossus.
So romantic.
Yeah.
You don't even know.
Have y'all seen Rocket Jump's parody?
Mm-hmm.
Of what? Of Shadow of Colossus?
It's good.
It's Shadow the Hedgehog of the Colossus.
Oh, God.
And they just essentially replace the player with Shadow. And, like, instead of bringing the girl, he brings, like, Sonic.
Oh, no.
And it's just him, like, running around and, like, getting coins randomly and stuff. Yeah. It's pretty funny. It's very short, but it's pretty funny.
I mean, I think it's, like, the original announcement trailer.
Yeah.
The remake.
Yeah.
Well, I'm abandoning this effort as a sandwich.
Good Lord.
Okay.
Well, I started a new game.
What?
I started the alpha for Hunt Showdown.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm playing that on Saturday.
Yeah, and hopefully we'll play together.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing with Chai and my roommate and some randoms and
some randos.
That game could be scary.
Really?
Yeah.
How so?
Like, the monster design and the environmental design.
I don't even remember.
It's like straight Eldritch Horror.
Well, I remember watching footage of it from E3 and whatnot. I don't think I ever remember actually seeing a monster then. I'm wrong.
Imagine an 8-foot long, like spider.
Oh, yeah. I remember that now. Fuck
what
that.
What is this game?
It's
Hunt Showdown?
This is the game, the next game from Crytek.
Yeah. It's...
You know, the guys that made Crysis.
No, but is it a... Like a co-op?
It's a...
Asymmetrical?
It's a... No, it's like... It's PUBG with Eldritch Horror meets Rogue Legacy.
All right.
What?
Yeah.
You're gonna have to.
So five teams of two are bounty hunters.
I feel
hunters.
Like you could probably lose one of those games.
Yeah.
Your analogy still makes sense.
No. Okay.
You guys do this too much. You've mashed like three or four games together when you could do two. You could do two Chris Davis. What two games is it?
Okay.
If you had to pick two.
Well, no. I just said two. It's PUBG and Rogue Legacy.
Oh, I
with Eldritch Horror.
Oh. Are you sure it's not like PUBG and Gedivan?
No, it's not.
Wait, what the fuck is Eldritch for?
Like, spooky, almost Call of Cthulhu stuff, but not.
Is it a game?
It is. It's a genre.
Eldritch 4 is a genre?
You said like Eldritch Horror.
Oh, Eldritch. Oh.
What do you think I said?
Eldritch 4.
Yeah.
Like, the number 4.
The Reckoning. Okay.
That's like saying, like, that's being like, yeah, it's like Elder Scrolls 3. Wait,
I
what?
I speak scholar. Oh.
It's a genre. Elder Scrolls 3.
Yeah.
Wait, Elder Scrolls 3 is a genre?
Yeah. No, you're... It's
well,
set,
kind of is.
It's set in 19th century Louisiana. You're sent by the church as a bounty hunter to hunt down demons that have escaped into the world and are corrupting
the
world.
Whoa, 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 whoa.
So it's real life?
The church?
Yeah, well...
Historical.
Yeah, basically, yeah. So you go into a map. There's five teams of two.
The Pope Center.
You're all competing to find the monster and kill it. You banish it back to hell. And then you try to escape alive with the bounty. I mean, it's Louisiana.
I'm trying to think of somewhere worse than Louisiana. The Gulf of Mexico?
Oh, yeah. Wait.
Trying and failing.
Florida? Where did Robert Johnson encounter the devil at the crossroads? Was that Louisiana or Mississippi?
Definitely.
I mean, wherever it was, that place is obviously hell. Right?
Yeah.
But dude, this game is pretty good. I'm really liking it.
It looks cool.
There's actually,
I can't remember. I didn't go to the appointment at 83, and I can't remember what I skipped it for.
Well, you were going to something, and you didn't make it, but you didn't come to the Crytek appointment because it was already halfway through.
Oh, yeah. I wandered by the booth, and I saw you
in
there.
Oh, I remember that, too. Yeah. I was trying to I couldn't find it. I think I wanted to go.
It was in a really weird spot.
It was in that little, meeting room? Yeah. That's right. It was near where we saw Moss, right?
Yeah,
I remember room. I wanted to go, but I couldn't find it or something. I can't remember.
Speaking of that, guys, Moss comes out this month,
yeah.
And what the fuck? They still haven't announced a release date.
Yeah.
They even released on Saturday. They were like,
"Are you certain it's actually coming out this month?"
They were like, "Stay tuned. We're dropping big news about Moss on Monday morning, and everyone's like, oh, release date, obviously. They're going to show new footage and drop a release date. They show new footage on Monday morning, no release date. Instead, they show, like,
Moss growing on a rock.
Well, they showed us some new footage, and then they announced some kind of, like, a... What the fuck was it? I don't remember what it was. It was something dumb. I don't know what it was. But the point is, they didn't drop a release date, but they're like, don't worry, it's still on track to release in February. I was like, it is February! There's, like, 2 weeks left! What are you talking about?
So...
Like, February of 2019?
No. No, as in, like, within the next 2 weeks.
So, since you guys... I've been MIA. Burnett and I started watching the Marvel movies sequentially.
So you've watched Iron Man 1.
So we've gone through the first four. So Iron Man 1 is still delightful. That movie
it's a great movie.
Really
it's pretty
good.
Delightful, isn't it?
The Incredible Hulk.
Oh, you watched The Incredible Hulk.
Yes, it's canon.
I do own it. I do own that movie. That's the best Incredible Hulk movie.
It's fine for what it is. Yeah. It's not like...
Then we watched Iron Man 2. Not as good as I remembered. It's not that good. There's some good stuff in it. There's definitely some good stuff.
I would say across the board, there is no, like, of the MCU Marvel movies, there is no, like, objectively bad like, terrible film. There's just some that aren't, like, that great.
Like, I at the end of the movie, I wasn't like, ugh.
And every time a new, like, really, really good one comes out, it just makes the ones that are kind of not so great look even worse.
Even worse. Yeah. And that's the thing. So then we watch the first Thor.
I remember liking that movie.
There's good stuff in that movie, but it's weird that the big bad is just like the Destroyer.
Kind of Loki.
Loki's always kind of like the guy who's kind of trolling things. But I mean,
yeah, he's the one that sends the Destroyer.
Correct, but it's not like, I mean, so he goes back and Loki and him have that fight, but the fight just, I don't know, it doesn't seem like the stakes are very high. Yeah, I don't know.
I guess not.
Hey, it's better than Thor 2. I think.
I don't think that's true.
I've only seen Thor 2 once, true. And I don't remember a single fucking minute of it.
That's what I'm looking forward to, is because I have not watched that movie since I saw it in theaters.
Wait, does that mean you're on Captain America now?
Next one is Captain America, yeah.
All right, I'm going to be honest. Captain America, the first Captain America, has always...
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
It's always kind of been my
least
favorite.
Do you love this country or not?
Right now? I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I take that back. I love the first half of Captain America.
Yeah.
It's the back half that just kind of... I think a lot of it had to do... Yeah, I just could not stand part, the Red Skull. I could not stand the Red Skull. Like, the portrayal of the Red Skull, I thought it was, like, terrible.
Why did it have to be Hugo Weaving?
I just couldn't stop laughing when he was on screen. It was just bad.
But he's like, no. He's like... He's arch and classic. Like, he's fucking perfect. Like, he's exactly what he should have been.
Okay, I probably should... The thing is, like, if you watch that movie side by side with the two that followed after it, it's like, it feels like almost an entirely different...
Yeah. I just wish they would have saved Hugo Weaving for a later film. Yeah. A later villain.
I mean, Hugo Weaving is Hugo Weaving. Yeah. I don't know if he could have done much better. Like, the Red Skull seemed like a good choice for Hugo Weaving.
They should have saved Hugo Weaving for Dr. Doom.
You know?
No. Although.
But who would be the perfect casting for Dr. Doom?
Dude, I don't know. Like, the real Dr. Doom?
Depends on how they portray him. if they had portrayed him, from the start of it with him in the metal suit, then yeah, you'd do Hugo Weaving. But if they're going to, do
I don't
character
remember.
Development for him,
I don't
Danny
think
DeVito.
There we go. Done.
And watch that.
That's the default casting choice for anybody in the... Default casting choice for anything in the MCU is if you can't pick somebody else, go for Danny DeVito.
I mean, it's kind of amazing that he hasn't had a role yet.
I mean, everybody's had
I mean, I'm fairly certain Danny DeVito is the Penguin.
No,
I understand the difference between MCU and DC.
And he was really good as the Penguin.
Yes, he was amazing.
Like, really, still to this day, grosses me out.
Right, good. I mean, he was really good in that one in
that
weird
portrayal.
Interpretation of the
yes.
Penguin.
Yes,
in that portrayal of the Penguin, he was good.
Yeah.
Very true.
Really fucking weird.
I'm getting really
those
weird.
Little flippers.
Those movies are...
Fucking weird?
What, the...
Yeah, I, like... I
and for
know,
a lot
I,
of people, those were, like, the first...
Bless you.
For a lot of people, those were, like, the first exposure to, like, Batman as a character. So for some people, that's just Batman.
Yeah, I mean...
But
I think,
which is weird to think about.
I think they're fine movies on their own, and I obviously have a lot of nostalgia for them, but like every time I watch them as an adult, I like them less.
Yeah. I always like Batman Returns more than the original Batman.
I can't remember what it was. It was either
that possible?
Yeah, why not? Dude, Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman was fucking
dope. Michelle Pfeiffer?
It had Christopher Walken in it.
I apologize. I was thinking a completely different film.
You were thinking of Batman
Forever?
Please
don't tell me you were thinking of Batman Forever, because
you were thinking of Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Nobody likes that movie. Yeah, George Clooney went to Comic-Con and apologized for that movie. Like, that's how bad that is.
As he should have. But no, I can't remember what it was. It was Michael Keaton was on the talk show, and I think it might have been like Conan or something, and they were talking about Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Because he plays the Vulture. And blah, blah, blah. And he was talking about, Peter Parker and this and that and whatever. And he's like, but he's like, I can't remember exactly what the quote was. And he's like, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. You know, you're the villain in that movie. Hold on, let me find it, because I'm butchering this amazing line. So y'all talk about something else while I try and find this real quick.
No. Yes. You find it.
Black
I'm
Panther.
Narrate the entire process. Yeah.
Black Panther.
Google.com.
Fucking Black Panther, guys. I'm super excited. That movie looks...
I don't know if this is okay, but I heard somebody describe it very affectionately as Roots meets Star Wars.
Huh. Roots?
Which, the movie
show. Okay.
There's
that movie, yeah. Sure.
With,
I don't think I've ever heard of
LeVar Burton? Kunta Kinte?
Kunta Kinte!
Yeah, the, like, big, like, multi-night, like, movie event on TV, like, in the 80s.
It was, like, super...
It was a big deal.
Yeah.
Somehow I think I may have missed this.
Well, I mean, it definitely was in the 80s.
I was 4 years old. Things. Oh, shit. We should probably tell Ed we're going to be late.
Yeah. And one of them is Roots.
It's only those three things.
But
so
they were saying specifically Star Wars because of, like, the amount of, like, world building in the movie. Like how much of, like, Wakanda they show you, and, like, how many, like, different characters there are, and, like, how like, every like, incidental character you see wander on screen, like, looks so cool and is, like, so well realized that you're like, oh, I want to know more about that guy. Oh, I want to know more about that guy. Like, oh, what is that? I want to know more about that, you know, like that guy.
Okay, so it was Jimmy Kimmel. Yeah. And so he was on Jimmy Kimmel, and Jimmy Kimmel says, I love Spider-Man, he's my favorite of the comic book characters, easily. And Michael Keaton's like, what? And he's like, Spider-Man, yeah, he's the funny one. And he goes, oh, I'm sorry, I forgot you're his nemesis. And he's like, no, I'm Batman, what the fuck are you talking about? Because, yes, Michael Keaton is Batman. That's when I think of Batman, like, movie-wise, I always, like, default to Michael Keaton. That's the first Batman I knew.
Which is funny, because when you think about it, like, well, at least when I think about it right now, and I think about, like, casting a Batman, like, a Bruce Wayne, like, I mean, okay, maybe it makes more sense as Bruce Wayne, but picturing Michael Keaton as, like, a...
No. Even honestly, in the 90s, looking back, or I guess late 80s, looking at Michael Keaton's, like, portrayal of Batman, he was not, like, Bruce Wayne was not. He was not, like, suave.
He was weird.
Yeah, like, he was always kind of weird.
He's, like, weird and kind of, like, uncomfortable.
His hair is kind of, I don't know. It just, that did not...
They do that, like, intentionally. It's a really interesting interpretation of the character, and I like it as what it is.
Tim Burton is fun.
It's weird to think the first, like, major motion picture for, like, Batman was a Tim Burton movie.
Yeah.
Tim Burton obviously had his own very unique...
Dude, that was, like, I don't know, probably the only way it was going to happen in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because you got to remember, this was, like, really close after Pee-wee's Big Adventure, which was, like, a crazy surprising hit. Like, that did really well, and he basically, like... could write his own check after that.
Wow. Edward Scissorhands was after?
Edward Scissorhands was the 90s.
Yeah.
Okay.
Damn. And the first Batman was 89, and Pee-wee's Big Adventure was like 87, 88, I think.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Man.
That was his directorial.
It was funny, I was at work today, and one of my coworkers and I were writing an AI bot that uses machine learning. And I was like, she's writing a blog post about the bot, and I was like, you need to at least write Skynet at least once in there. And my boss was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, Skynet. And she's like, I'm like, Terminator? And she's like, I guess it's a generational thing. And I'm like, Cher, Terminator came out before I was born. Yes, that was your generation, not mine. What are you talking about?
So what you're basically telling me is you don't watch
the first Terminator came out, I think,
movies.
In 84?
Yeah.
Yeah, 3 years before I was alive. Yeah.
Do y'all see they're making a new Terminator with oh my god, why am I totally blanking on her name?
Schwarzenegger?
No, with the original Sarah Connor. What's her?
Linda Hamilton?
Linda Hamilton is reprising her role as Sarah Connor in the next Terminator movie.
As like a grandma?
I don't know. No, but like they're rebooting it.
Yeah.
Like this is not supposed. I don't think this is supposed to be a sequel to like the ones they've been doing. They're trying to like.
But every time they fucking try and travel, they're basically rebooting the
Why? I don't like.
Why have we still not gotten a proper
The first Terminator was like a good, like monster thriller movie.
Yeah.
The second Terminator was like probably shouldn't have existed, but it does and was good. Completely different movie. Very. Action heavy.
I want you to, Crispy, I want you to choose your next words very carefully.
Everything after that, with the exception of maybe the Sarah Connor Chronicles, but I don't know, I'd probably throw that out too, is garbage. Like, does not need to exist.
I would agree. I like the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
It just doesn't have legs. I don't understand why they're so concerned about developing the lore of this, like, series that was just supposed to be this weird B-movie monster movie in the 80s.
I bought Terminator Salvation for like $4 on Blu-ray, and I haven't watched it yet because I can't remember anything about the movie other than Christian Bale yelled at a dude on set.
I forgot about that.
You're over here, Doug.
Sam Worthy.
And he's in that movie for like 5 minutes.
Yeah. I know, what the fuck? Yeah. I kind of want to just watch it again just out of pure curiosity because I remember nothing about it, even though I know I've seen it.
Just wait until you get to CG Arnold.
Oh.
When do you get to CG Arnold?
Is he
Arnold?
In that movie?
He's CG, the character they made like a CG.
See, in Salvation?
Yeah.
Or in Genesis?
Salvation. No, in Salvation.
Oh.
He's also CG. I never saw Genesis.
There was a CG version.
I'm still a proponent of Terminator 3. I like that movie. Probably more than I should.
Yeah, that's weird, Nick. That's really weird.
Is it because of the female Terminator?
Yeah, I think
it's really. No, it's Kristanna Loken.
Sorry, Kristanna
Loken. Wasn't.
Sorry.
Okay.
I guess I always wanted it to be Charlize.
Better sense than that.
I know. I just always wanted to be her.
You did get to see her butt in that movie.
Oh, dude, you
can't see her butt in any other way.
Google. Nick, you can Google
the other medium.
I'm just saying.
In fact, Nick, you can Google any butt.
Trust me.
That's amazing.
Trust me, Nolan.
Welcome to 2018.
Trust me, Nolan. I am aware.
Okay.
You can see butts without having to watch an hour and a half of a terrible movie.
No, I always. I don't know.
Dude, I
haven't watched the movie in probably like 10 years.
They like dig up Sarah Connor's grave and it's just filled with guns.
I forgot that was really stupid.
Fuck, man. That was really stupid.
And they bring back like the psychiatrist for like a joke.
I don't know.
They do.
That's
they bring
it.
Back
that's
from,
it.
From, the, from number it. Two? The guy
yeah.
Was like...
No, from number one. He was in
oh,
number one.
Oh.
Fuck it.
And then two.
I'm going to watch all the Terminator movies consecutively. Which, you know what? I don't know why I'm going to do this, because I really don't even like that franchise
very much.
Well, I'm
going to go home
much.
And waterboard myself.
I think on that note, we should wrap this up. All
right.
Anyways, thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. We'll try and do more of these. I know we've
Jesus.
Damn it, Crispy.
Sorry.
We've been out of the habit of doing it, but we're going to try and get back into it. Anyways, hope you enjoyed this. This has been the Dinnertime Podcast. We will catch you guys next time we decide to eat food.
We like food. It is good for us.
I mean, yeah.
We need like a catchphrase. Food out?
Think of something right now.
Catch you at the drive-thru.
No.
Damn it.
No, what's that thing they... Wait, didn't you say they say something to you at the drive-thru here?
What did they say, Crispy?
Chicken, chicken, what combo are you picking?
That's not very good for our dinner time podcast outro.
We're trying to think of a catchphrase right here, right now.
Dinner's up.
Nolan, you're really bad at this.
Order up.
We do have like a bell. Ding, ding. Order up.
That's not bad.
You don't have to go home. But you can't stay.
We're going to be in restaurants. We're going to do the ding, ding, and we're going to confuse the shit out of each other.
Just fade out.
All right, anyways, we're fading out, guys.